June is Seniors Month, and Community Care for Seniors in Prince Edward County wants to spread the word about their services and active living program, helping seniors live well at home, stay active, and remain connected to the community. They are hosting 4 open houses throughout the county to connect people, share information, and promote active living. Laura McGugan tells us more.
Who am I speaking with this morning?
Laura McGugan, coordinator with the Prince Edward County Community Care for Seniors Association.
Now, Laura, how long has this association been here?
We were established in 1977, so 49 years. Next year, we will be celebrating 50 years.
50 years.
Yeah.
And you have a new facility here.
We do, the County Senior Center. We're very excited. We opened the actual, I guess you would say, we actually launched the County Senior Center, or our active living programs, as we also call them, back in 2018. And we were utilizing the town halls for the programming because we didn't actually have a brick and mortar space to provide activities here at our office at King Street. So then last year, the board decided to buy the building that we are in, and now we do have a physical space to offer programming, and it's known as the County Senior Center, and we offer programming here and still in the municipal town halls in Prince Edward County.
Now, what kind of activities do you have going on here?
Oh, it is an amazing list of opportunities.
There'll be more now.
Right? Oh, definitely more. So, of course, we've always had fitness programs like Tai Chi, Stronger You, but now we offer programs like Better Balance, which is a balance training class. We have chair yoga. One of our most popular programs here at the County Senior Center is our coffee chat. It's Friday mornings from 10 to 11:30, and about a group of 20 to 25 people come in and have some coffee, tea, water, some treats, and they just chat about different things that are going on in their lives, going on in the world, and it's such a great introduction to meet people and start to see what we are offering here at Community Care for Seniors.
And with the new building, that just enhances that.
Well, the space is great. We even have people inquiring about, you know, can they rent the space or use the space and things like that. We're offering more programming. We have a fall prevention program. The Alzheimer's Society offers their Minds in Motion program here. We have Social Bridge, Euchre. So lots of activities happening, and that's one of the reasons why we're offering these open houses. June is Seniors Month, and we thought this would be a great opportunity to invite seniors to come here, and then we're at various town halls throughout the rest of the month.
Yes, now tell me about that.
So we will be at different, I think really at all the town halls from what I understand, for the month of June. And again, one of the things that we learned when the municipality was creating and preparing for the age-friendly plan was that people still want to do things in their community. So people in Conzicon don't want to have to come to Picton. People in Picton don't always want to go to Conzicon. So using the town halls, it allows us to bring activities to people in their community still. And that is something with the open houses. Again, we want to share with them what's happening and also hear from them. What would they like to see in their community? We try not to duplicate. So it is like, what would you like to see that maybe isn't happening in your community at those town halls? And it's something that we can look into providing.
And what kind of population would you get at some of these smaller town halls?
It depends on the program, what we're offering. Right now, we have once a month a Euchre at Sophiasburg Town Hall on Fridays. It's once a month, and I think they have 20 to 25 people coming out. Our Social Bridge here on Tuesdays also is another 20 to 25. Our exercise programs, it depends on what the program is, what the facilitator feels comfortable working with, how many clients they would like to work with, but often it's around 15 people, and they're at the various town halls. Using different equipment, or it could just be Tai Chi, and very successful. People really like it. They like the fact that they're getting out and moving and meeting new people, making connections.
Community Care for Seniors also has, is that like an Ontario thing, or what is that?
So, Community Care for Seniors is a community support service agency. So there is a specific sector. We are a sector. And yes, there are agencies like us in Ontario. So we are a part of the Ontario Community Support Association. So it is a provincial association that does advocacy for agencies like us. Anywhere in the province, there would be similar agencies like us that provide the programs like we do, like Meals on Wheels, transportation, brokered worker programs for assisting with house cleaning and yard work, those type of things.
Right.
And foot care, we have foot care. Some agencies will do it a little different, or they may not have capacity to offer all the programs that maybe we do. But yes, provincially, there are agencies like us across
and
the province.
And are they funded by the province? Or?
So we are partially, it's a partial funding. We receive 50% of our funding from the Ministry of Health. Mm-hmm. The rest, it is required that we fundraise. And that, of course, we do through our thrift shop at 153 Main Street. And all the money stays local. And the fundraising is to help seniors who maybe aren't able to pay for the fees that we do have to offer, that we do have to charge, or some of our services do have a fee to them, and that is because of the way we're funded. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Just that what we're doing here at Community Care for Seniors is really addressing a lot of the issues we're hearing that are happening in the community. You know, there's so much talk, especially, you know, even before COVID there was talk, but then COVID, of course, really brought a spotlight on isolation and social loneliness among seniors. And we have always had programs that help focus on that, but being able to have the County Senior Center here and offer existing and new programming, I think, has really been so beneficial and had an impact on the seniors that are participating. We have heard from people that, you know, coming to this program has changed my life, or, you know, my spouse is much happier, like he's getting out again, it's so nice to see. And those are the little things. And when we think about, you know, mental health, it does impact seniors, and being able to have a way to connect to connect with community, whether that's coming here or volunteering, because volunteering is so important. It's just opening the world to a lot of people in the community and what they can do. And yeah, and even the age range is amazing, you know, from people in their 60s to people in their 90s. It's just amazing to see.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.